Halifax Shim here, and welcome to another awesome episode of the Fit Pro Show. And I've got two awesome guests with me today. Joey, how are you?
Very well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. Not too bad. If you just want to just take a little bit of time to introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
All right, so my name's Joey. I'm 33. I'm actually in the army still. I've done 13 years, but I want to look at doing something else. I want to get out, so I'm just building a bit of networking before I make the actual jump. I'm actually joined with my dog here, and she's a bit playful at the minute, so she jumps up. That's what you'll see or hear.
That's all good, mate. What's your first question?
One of my questions for yourself is how do you build the time to actually build a big network and continue socializing?
With regards to fitness professionals, like
So
one thing I say, because I know your background being in the military, and are you looking to come out and move down the line of being a fitness professional when you leave the services?
More of coaching and mentoring along the mindset line than actual fitness and coaching.
So more of the mind, less of the kind of the fitness training, more of the mindset and that kind of demographic.
Yeah.
So what I would say is that you being in the military, you've got a lot of skills which are incredibly valuable to a lot of people in business outside of the military, and it's utilizing your story of the military correctly to be able to reach out to these people. So one of the big things that I would focus on when coming out of the services is know what your story is, and it takes a while to develop that. It really, really does, because you've kind of got to delve back to the 13 years that you've been in and the lessons that you've learned and the narratives and the stories to teach others on how to apply them in their life. And it was one of the biggest things that I took for granted when I left the military. It's just, you're used to being disciplined in a way of, you just do things without having to be told twice. And that's an asset which, you get built up from a young age being in the military. And a lot of people struggle with discipline outside of the military. So it's like, right, how do I understand that people outside weren't as lucky as I was having it drilled into me, and how can they best practice those mindset techniques in order to get the benefit from them? So what you essentially have to do is simplify things. So to network with people, it's finding the different platforms, connecting with people, sharing your story with people, and allowing those conversations to flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and something that I say to a lot of people all the time is, when people start to believe in what it is that you say, people will then start to believe in what it is that you sell. Because if you have produced an immense amount of value to them based on the things that you have shared with others, they will want to cross your palm with silver and go, I want to be held more accountable with the things which you're teaching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
What's your second question?
My question I was going to ask has kind of changed, if that's all right. I was going to ask you something more along the lines of the mindset, if that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
So a question for you is, how do you keep your mindset as positive as it is that we see on social media? And how do you overcome boundaries yourself?
So I think one of the most important things, and a quote that I have got on the front of my office, is environment dictates performance. In the military, and you are surrounded by a certain type of person. And the reason being is because you've all gone through the same things. You've all learned the same things and you've all applied the same things. And then that is then been structured out into a rank structure, which in order to go above that, you need to learn a certain element of things. And a lot of that enables you to relax a bit because you've got this trust around you that other people have got your back. Sadly, when you leave the military, that isn't the case. There is no rank structure. Everybody is at a different level and different level of understanding. And it's kind of every man/woman for themselves. What you need to do is surround yourself with a group of like-minded people and understand that your circle of influence, shall we say, needs to be curated. And it will take some time for that to happen, especially when you leave and you are looking to surround yourself with people, because you will realize that everyone looks the same, but everybody is very, very different. As in, people will say the same things, but words are very different to action. And it is really, really curating that network of people down and understanding that if you have anybody in there that wants to see you fail, that criticizes what it is that you do, that stops you from pushing the needle forward, you need to filter those people out. And it's living a very curated lifestyle, because I've got a couple of friends who, if I want to know what's going on in the world drama wise, I will speak to them because they'll know. And it blows my mind that they know everything, because I'm like, well, I haven't seen any of this. Because a lot of people say social media can be a very negative place. And I say, well, it's a very positive place for me because I don't follow any bell ends. People say that, you know, certain things are very difficult. I'm like, it's pretty easy when you surround yourself with people who, you know, care about their health and fitness, because the conversation is led around, are you going for a run today? Are you going for a C-dip today? Are you, you know, are you getting up early today? Are you going to go and attack this today? So it's understanding that quote, environment dictates performance, and your kind of network of people that you surround will be your net worth.
You've answered quite a bit from them too.
Awesome. Joey, thank you for coming on the Fit Pro Show today.
Thank you very much.
Cool. And next up, we have Lee, how are
Hello.
You?
Yeah, very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thanks, mate. If you just want to take a bit of time to introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so I'm a personal trainer. I moved up to London last February in the kind of incredibly bad timing in the heat of a pandemic. And I was a personal trainer down in Devon, and I have my own business, but I kind of wanted to look further and kind of, I wanted a new challenge really. So that's why I took the hit and went to London. And because of last year and kind of everything that went on, I kind of lost my footing and kind of really kind of lost track of where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. And now I'm kind of looking to reinstate a personal training business, but just do it the right way, essentially.
Awesome. And what's your first question?
First question is, what is the most fundamental thing to have in place when setting up a business or like a personal training business, to be precise? Like, would you say go straight for a website? Would you say market first? Or what do you think?
I think one of the most important things is to get your name out there and what it is that you're passionate about doing. I think this is so important to do. One of the mistakes that so many people do is they wait. For example, a new personal trainer will wait until they're qualified before they feel that they can give advice. And I'm like, well, what you understand is social media isn't giving advice, it's giving people value. It's focusing on, you know, leaving people better than when they found you. And that can be done at all times, because the skills which you need to work on social media take a long, long, long time to learn, such as video, such as talking on camera, such as the tonality in your voice. And this will only come from bettering yourself over time. I remember when I first started doing videos, I was a stumbling mess. You know, I was like ums and ahs and all of that kind of stuff. But years and years and years of doing it, it becomes better. And some of the, I think I've said this before on an episode of the Fit Pro Show, some of the fundamental factors, other than being really good at your job as a, you know, as a personal trainer, is being able to talk on camera, is public speaking, and it is understanding marketing, because essentially you are marketing yourself to sell your services to people so they can get healthier, happier, fitter, and stronger. So the biggest thing that you can do is start getting your name out there, sharing value to the world, and being consistent and persistent in that, in the knowledge that no one's going to see it at first.
Yeah.
You might get one or two likes. That's cool, because it serves two purposes. You putting it out there is not only increasing the chances of others seeing it, but it's also increasing your confidence and ability to do it.
Sure.
What's your second question, Lee?
Second question, what would be your biggest tip to succeed in life? To kind of succeed at what you're doing, what's your biggest tip?
Okay, so I think one of the things that I said on a previous episode was the ability to turn up regardless of how you feel. The quote I always use is motivation is doing things when you feel like doing it, and discipline is doing things regardless of how you feel. And sometimes success is just based on staying in the game longer than other people. And another thing that I would focus on, as I already said with Joey, is surround yourself with people that lift you up and support you rather than pull you down. And this is so, so important, because as soon as you start to lose the belief in yourself, that has a knock-on effect with the work that you do. And it's making sure that you keep that belief in yourself, that you push yourself through those uncomfortable times, but also have the right people around you that will support you with that. And I said like a random analogy of this is when you learn how to walk, you fall down loads and loads of times, but your parents, there's no question of them turning around and saying, well, maybe you should just crawl. They're expecting you to walk, and you do. And I think you need to find those kind of people in your life that when you do fuck up, which you will fuck up loads of times, when you do make mistakes, and you'll make shit tons of mistakes, that people aren't laughing at you, people aren't, you know, mocking you. They're just saying that that's a natural part in the process. And then the next question that they're asking you is, what are you going to do about it now? And if you can find those people around you, and that's going to come from mentors, that's going to come from peers, and that's going to come from also people that you can teach, because I think some of the valuable lessons that you have when coaching people is sometimes you're giving people advice, but also you're kind of giving yourself that advice as well. And I've had moments in this where I'm saying something and I'm like, I need to kind of sometimes take my own advice. And the reason that I'm saying it today is because I also need to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just understanding that the more vocal you are, like I use social media, the reason that I love like doing this FitPro show is I get to really delve deep into my thoughts. And there's a big difference between it being in your head and pondering and actually being out loud and saying. And this is why I say, talking about subjects will give you a better understanding of them. Writing your thoughts and feelings and stuff down will give you a better understanding of it too.
Sure.
Yeah. What's your other question, Lee?
You partly answered a little bit there, but what would you say kind of like the easiest way to overcome the fear of failure, other than just kind of surrounding yourself with the right people? Obviously, a certain extent of it must be like confidence or self-confidence, I guess.
I've got a tattoo on my arm that says Memento Mori, and it says, remember that you have to die. A lot of the things that you're afraid of doing, you're probably going to look back at when you're 70 or 80 and laugh at how pathetic they were. And I kind of fast forward myself to that 70, 80 year old self and say, what the fuck have you got to be worried about? You know, and it is just that fear. And also understanding that if you allow the fear to stop you from doing something, you automatically fail. So you deciding not to do it means it's fail. And I've used this before with a kind of a fail quadrangle. So you've got kind of four squares. You try something and you fail. Okay, that's a cross, you fail. But then if you try something, you can also succeed. So there's a tick in that box. So if we go down now and we go, we didn't try it, we automatically fail.
Yeah.
And then we will not succeed because we didn't even start it. So the only way to become successful is actually to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just that thought process. Also, when I get that, if you're not getting butterflies in your stomach about something that you're doing in your personal development every single week, you're not pushing yourself hard enough. And everyone's had it, that butterfly in the stomach where all literally someone just needs to turn around to you in that one moment and say, maybe you shouldn't, like, do you not want to do this now? And if that is the answer, then that's the right thing to do. Because I do this, like, I'm just about to go on stage in front of 200 people. And I'm like, fuck, any excuse not to do this now. And I'm like, yes, that's why we're doing it. And then I'm like, just about to do a live stream with like 500 people with this, you know, whatever's going on. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck that. Like the speaker on before me is fucking amazing. I'm just like, and I'm changing my notes last minute. And I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake. And I'm just like, cool, I really hope this live stream breaks or something. And you're just like, and there's just that butterfly feeling. Yeah. You know that you're doing the right thing, because once you do it, you're like, oh, I'm so fucking glad I did that. So if you are not getting that feeling every week, you are not pushing yourself enough in your business. But if you actively seek feeling that horrible feeling,
yeah,
you'll get used to it. And then you'll want to go, right, I need to find the things that are going to make me do that. Because if you focus on that for 6 months, you will be overtaking every single one of your peers.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's wicked. Cool.
Welcome, Lee. Thank you ever so much for coming on the Fit Pro Show today.
Thank you so much.
Well, gents, that is it for another awesome episode of the Fit Pro Show. I will be back next week where I'll be dropping some more business and social media knowledge bombs.